Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence, short-timer. Joe McGranahan is here.
Are you really Mark Lawrence?
Yes. So you're going to question
Can
that today?
Can you prove it?
Joe heard on Fox News today that Mark Lawrence isn't Mark Lawrence, so he's going to echo that false sentiment today.
No, QAnon.
Oh, QAnon.
Right. We've come to the conclusion you've been possessed by demons from outer space. And that you are no longer the Mark Lawrence that we used to know, the common sense guy. You've now become a flaming liberal.
Anybody compared to you is a flaming liberal, so let's get that out of the way.
No, I've been called a rhino in this program by some of our callers.
What?
Now, Barry, yes.
Oh, because you listen during these arguments. Well, that's true. A real Republican would just dismiss outright before they heard anything that had to be said.
I actually wait till I hear something before I dismiss
it. I know.
It. As you've so often said on this program.
So I think one of us is, in fact, possessed by a demon.
And it's you.
No, it's you. All right.
Well, I believe you may be satanic. No, I'm not sure, but I'm...
Not laughing. Not funny. All right. We got to get Stan to call in first. He'll be our first caller of the day. 1-800. Nah, Eric is done with those first thing calls.
Okay.
1-800-795-9565 is the open line. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. We're going to have a special CBS broadcast tomorrow about Thanksgiving Day in this time slot. So that's we'll consume our show tomorrow. Then on Friday, we'll have a best of WDKOK's live telephone talk show On the Mark. We'll recap a big argument that Joe and I had recently and a couple of our good guests that have called in. We had some great conservative commentators call in from the American Enterprise Institute and Alf Sievers and Professor Rosu. And so we're going to give those folks a free mic again, and they can chit-chat with us. So that's coming up on Friday. Then Monday and Tuesday, I'll be at Deer Camp, but Joe will be here with Steve Kushiloff. So, Joe has written down in his notes, I saw it from here, enjoying Steve Kushiloff for lunch on
Some
Monday.
Days it's the other way around. You know, as our beloved former chief engineer, Harry Bingaman, used to say, some days you eat the bear, some days the bear eats you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty.
I had a dime for every time Harry said that to me. I would be a wealthy man.
Who was it? Sometimes you're the bug, and sometimes you're the windshield.
Right.
All right, we got open phones.
What's the last thing that passes through a bug's mind when he hits your windshield? That's an old one, too.
What is the last thing that passes through his mind?
His posterior.
Oh. There's a... I'll tell you off mic.
Okay.
There's off-color jokes about the space shuttle.
Well, that's an actually off-color joke, too. I just cleaned it up.
Do you remember space shuttle jokes?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. That was the dark humor that reporters enjoyed.
After the tragic accident?
Yes.
I believe our producer is waving at us for some reason.
Oh, he does remember them.
Oh, he does? Okay.
I remember several of those jokes,
okay.
Yes.
Any we can cite on the air?
Absolutely not.
Okay. No. People in media remember jokes because it helps them cope with the grimness of the things. I remember, I guess I'll just say it. I mean, it happened 20 years ago, Bud Dwyer jokes. You know, the former treasurer who committed suicide in front of cameras. So that was awful.
On a cold, snowy day. I remember we were here doing this program, actually, or the predecessor of this program,
okay.
The day that word came in.
Two-way radio.
Right. And we had Bud Dwyer as a guest on that program.
Okay.
Not two-way radio. No, that was long before. This was Roundtable.
Oh, okay. Or Leaders. Oh, Roundtable. Okay. Oh, the Sunday Roundtable. I gotcha.
No, it used to be a daily program.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Back when we had a guy named Rod Rice here.
Okay.
I did it, and I forget who else was with us. It may have been Ann Blugis who was on in with us, too.
Rod Rice Roundtable.
Right. Very talented guy. I don't know whatever happened to Rod, but he was here with us for a number of years. Very, very talented guy.
Tom.
You're on the mark.
Yeah, I want to talk about this bias of Joe Biden on this show.
Oh, okay. Go right ahead.
Now, if you remember, now I'm sure you remember, when Donald Trump was president, they thought he was so bad, they thought that the guy actually had Alzheimer's or dementia. Remember?
No, I don't remember. You thought that.
So he got this test. And he went on the air, and this guy was interviewing him, and he was saying how smart he was, that he could remember to say, person, woman, man, camera, TV. Remember that?
I remember he took the test and talked about it, yes.
Well, that was part of the test. Somebody said, person, woman, man, camera, TV, and they asked him to repeat it, and he repeated it. And he thought that was great. He thought he was the smartest person on the planet. He was on TV bragging about that.
Mm-hmm. I recall.
And I guess also what was on there was that there was a picture of a rhinoceros and an elephant and a horse, and he knew what the difference was between a rhinoceros, an elephant, and a horse. Oh, and that was just so great. But you know, Joe Biden is stupid. And then another thing, you remember the thing about the Yosemite National Forest, the Yosemites, and he couldn't say it. He tried about 10 times. If you go on the internet, on Facebook, there's things on there. There's a whole montage of things that he misspoke or screwed up. He is much worse than Joe Biden.
So what you're saying is he and Biden share a common dysfunction in their cognitive abilities. Are you trying to build Joe Biden up by tearing Donald Trump down?
I'm trying to say you're not being fair to Joe Biden.
We talked about all those things.
You never cut down Donald Trump down for the stuff like that.
We did. You haven't mentioned Kofufu or whatever that was. We talked about that extensively.
Kofifi.
That, yeah. We talked about that on this show for quite some
time. There's probably hundreds of them or thousands of them of screw-ups of Donald Trump.
And so with Joe Biden, too. So what does that prove? That they're both mentally defective?
You're being biased.
No, I'm just asking you. I'm conceding your point.
Yeah, I know. You're being...
No,
and you know
Tom,
what?
I'm conceding your point.
When Steve gets on the show Monday and Tuesday, you're finally going to have a fair show.
I'm conceding your point, Tom. I believe you're right. I believe that Donald Trump did those things. So what does that prove? That he and Joe Biden are both mentally incompetent to be president?
Well, it proves that you and your callers, because every day somebody calls up and says about how incompetent Joe Biden is, and they want to put a guy in. They want to put a guy in 2024 who is going to be as old as Joe Biden. You know, Donald Trump's going to be about, what, 77, 78 in 24?
Okay.
Somewhere in that.
What do you think he's going to be like in another 3 years or 4 years or five or six or seven?
Well, Donald,
he won't even be able to remember his name without having a name tag on himself to look at. And that's the guy they want to be president again?
Well, who do you want to be president then? You want Biden to be reelected? What do you think he's going to be like?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. He says he's going to run again, but I think he's saying that. I don't think he should run, but
why
I don't
not?
Think he's...
Why don't you
I don't think,
he think
he's
run?
That bad. I think he misspeaks and he loses his place sometime, but I think he's still smart enough to do what he's doing.
See, what bothers me more than that is that he won't answer questions from the press. Even CBS now is coming out against him. The reporters yesterday were yelling at him.
You know what? Donald Trump answered all the questions. The only problem with him was every one of them was a lie.
All right,
Biden could do that. I guess you want to answer the question. Biden could lie like Trump did.
Well, why doesn't he say anything, though? He won't even talk to
the
press.
Well, I don't know if what you're saying is actually true.
Well, did you see yesterday?
That's an accusation you're making that I don't really know if there's any validity to it.
It's quite easily provable. It was all over the media yesterday. The CBS reporters were shouting at him. As a matter of fact, I think we've had him on the air here. Stephen Portnoy from CBS said, "When will you answer questions about your meeting with Xi Jinping and other leaders?" And he pleaded with Biden to answer, "When will you answer our questions?"
Maybe he doesn't want to. Maybe it's private. Maybe it's executive privilege. You know, Donald Trump has executive privilege, and he's not even president.
It's not executive privilege
even,
when you talk...
Even Steve Bannon has executive privilege.
Executive privilege only is with the president and his advisors. It doesn't involve foreign leaders. He doesn't get executive privilege there. I mean, they're just asking him...
What was said, Donald Trump had a meeting over in, where was it, Helsinki or somewhere? And you never did hear what was said in his private meeting with Putin. Never heard that.
And what did the left say about that?
Well, they raised hell about it.
And why aren't they raising hell about President Biden?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you're the
because
one who's defending him.
Doing it for him.
You're defending him, Tom. You
should
have an answer.
Yeah, the whole show is biased. What are we saying?
We're asking
this
questions.
Bias.
It's
well,
an opinion
say,
show.
Monday and Tuesday, you will finally have a fair show. And these people, I know they're going to complain that they don't like Steve. They're going to be complaining about Steve. They don't like Steve.
So you're saying I don't play a good liberal?
Because he actually gives a liberal point of view, which Mark doesn't do.
Right. Well, I just call things objectively, which must irritate the heck out of you without my partisan glasses on. It must seem
terrible.
Well,
Joe's partisan is, you know, Joe's so far to the right, they had to reinvent the right. So they need to get somebody that's going to stick up for the left.
Well, how about the people who call in and tell me I'm a rhino?
Well, no, he's right. I don't stick up for the left. I don't stick up for anybody who's wrong, whether they're right or left.
I don't stick up for the right that much either if I think they're wrong.
Right. Yeah, Joe didn't like President Trump. He just liked his policies.
Well, yeah, his policies are really good. He favored the rich. That's really good.
And I got favored by his tax cuts. Again, just being factually objective.
You didn't get squat compared to what the other people got.
Well, that could be true, yes.
You didn't get squat.
They gave them 97 cents, and you got the 3 cents, and you're happy about it.
Well, it was about $1,000 a year, which in...
That's about, well, and theirs was in the billions.
Well, but see, theirs is only 1% of their total income, but mine was 10%
of
my total income.
It's a lot of money.
That was a huge boost for me.
And then they took the money and bought their stock back with it.
All right.
So, well, you know,
Tom,
Joe thinks that's a good policy, I don't.
Tom, do your best to keep us straight. We really appreciate you calling in.
Well, I look forward to Steve Monday and Tuesday because I want to hear these other people crying because they're not going to like what he says.
Maybe I'll retire and just let Steve in all the time. That might help the show,
well,
right?
That'd be a good idea.
All right, I'm on it. Thank you so much, Tom. Thanks for calling in.
Right.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we need more Toms in the world.
Isn't
so we can
it
keep
ironic
the show.
He wants to get rid of you, but he's okay with me being here to.
Well, you are what you say you are. You're a good conservative, but I'm a terrible liberal, so.
I don't think you are.
No, I don't love everything democratic.
I don't
think
either one
bad.
Of us is that definable in terms of being iconoclastic with respect to our views and opinions.
One of our listeners says, how old are you, Tom? You seem to be cognitively alert. Tom's, I think, 55 or so.
Well, I think Tom might have a few more years than that.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We'd love to hear from you. One of your listeners sent us a quote from Mein Kampf that's being promulgated by supposedly somebody in a local school district, though I don't know who. Let's see. No texts yet. 70236. Include the keyword OTM. One of our good listeners starts out. We should just read the first sentence, and that's it. Okay?
Yes, Mark. I, too, don't like the president's mandate
That's it. She agrees with me. Let's stop while I'm ahead and move on. All right. 1-800-795-9565. We'll read the rest of that when we come back, but we'll take more comers in the email on themark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236 or call us 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, we got some emails and texts pending, so we'll read those. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
Here's the story I was talking to Tom about.
Okay.
That he said he couldn't verify. President Biden left the White House podium again yesterday without taking questions.
What?
A familiar scene for frustrated reporters, except this time they let him know how they feel. Biden spoke on the economy and delivered a Thanksgiving message before telling the press he had to leave to help out at a soup kitchen. So here's the choices. You either answer reporters' questions about the fate of our country or you go help out at a soup kitchen.
Okay? I'm sure the democracy was able to continue without the questions being asked.
Well, the reporters in the room didn't sound so grateful. Several journalists shouted questions at Biden to try and get him to turn around, and one reporter's voice stood out. When will you answer questions about your meeting with Xi Jinping and other leaders? CBS Radio News correspondent Stephen Portnoy pleaded as Biden walked out of the room. When will you answer our questions, sir? It's been a week since Biden's summit with the Chinese president, but the former has yet to remark on what was discussed in their meetings, Portnoy noted in a follow-up on Twitter. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki did field questions on their meeting last Thursday, surprising some, by not denying whether or not Biden requested assistance from President Xi to track down the origins of COVID-19. So, I mean, that's what a lot of reporters want to know. And when the president does take questions, he has his prepared list of people that he has to call on. Someone's told him he must call on these people. That's not exactly the kind of willingness to face the nation, if you will, that you expect from a president of the United States. Now, admittedly, sometimes Donald Trump, but all politicians do this. You ask them a question, they give you the answer they want you to hear, maybe not the answer to your question directly. I mean, so many times you can ask a congressional candidate or a congressman a question, and you get talking points in return. But at least they face the media and stand there and say, here, I'm going to take questions. Tell me what you want to know.
And President Biden has had a few media opportunities, but he doesn't really go off script when he does hold a media availability. Well, I would say he's probably not that good at ad-libbing anymore, despite the fact that it ruins the objectivity or the balanced nature of the show. It's obvious that President Biden's not as sharp as he used to be. Somebody who was defending him played a clip from a year and a half ago. Well, he's declined quite a bit since a year and a half ago, but he's still a better president than President Trump on Biden's worst day, so that's the good news, so we can stand by that.
Are you trying to suck up to Tom now?
No, and I'm just saying that, you know, the reason that you have Biden is because of President Trump. It's not a coincidence that you had one of the worst presidents ever, and then you elected what turned out to be just the opposite, one of the worst Democrats ever. But that's another topic. But that's why. I mean, people just wanted Trump out there. I don't think Biden won the election. It's just that Trump lost it, and now Biden's losing it. He's declining. Okay, so be that as it may, he doesn't have to step down. He can be in office even in his impaired state. He's still not President Trump, so that's good for him.
I'm not asking him to step down, but I am asking him
well,
to step up to the podium.
Well, I don't think he can do that anymore. I don't think he can do the ad lib questions. He probably doesn't even remember the meeting with the Chinese leader. He knows he had it, and he knows what the outcome and the decisions that were made afterward and our initiatives or our reaction, what that's going to be. But he probably doesn't remember everything about the conversation.
Well, then there's the allegations today, and apparently it's more than allegations, that his son, they're talking now about Hunter Biden being the third rail of American politics right now, American media. You cannot say anything against Hunter Biden. Mm. The story surfaced this morning, and it has not been reported on any major network except Fox, and maybe some of the other far right wing.
What do you do now?
He worked with to help a Chinese company acquire a major cobalt manufacturer and miner here in America.
Oh, they bought it. Okay, and
right.
He was the facilitator.
He was
of
one
that.
Of the facilitators in it.
And Fox and has it right. I mean, they're not exaggerating or false or anything.
They pointed out that if Donald Trump Jr. had done something like that, it would have been nonstop media story for weeks.
Okay.
You know, that here he is helping a foreign government acquire something here in the United States. Now, can you imagine what would have happened if Donald Trump Jr. had done that?
Well, I think you can definitely show that the media's bias against in favor of Hunter. I mean, that might be empirically shown.
Well, but I mean, Tom's point is
but
this program
my
is
point
biased.
Is that if I were you, I wouldn't believe everything you read on Fox, and I would seriously question something that you see on Fox and Fox alone. That's got to give you some sort of a clue. If you don't see it on OAS or Newsmax or your other services.
Well, I don't watch them. I just happened to see the story. And
they
showed a graphic of how much time each of the networks spent on that story. None of them spent any time on it.
Right. What, did you ever consider, you know, maybe it's not a story? Is
well,
that possible?
But I'm saying, you know, we've talked about media bias on the program before and whether or not how
no, Joe, you talk about media bias every day.
Well, it concerns me, you know.
Okay, well, me too, but there's nothing we can do. And every time you come in here, every day you come in with a clipping and you say, aha, the media's biased. Like, well, so what? Didn't we prove that on Tuesday?
All right, so you're saying that the problems of the world are insolvable and we should cancel this program because there's no point talking about them.
No, Joe, I think we have a handicap and you have to overcome it. That's what I'm saying.
What's the handicap?
Well, you
bias of the media?
One of the 10 things you have to do to overcome media bias, you're already doing. You're looking at alternative media, although just one source, but you do look at other media. Plus, you look at panel discussions that relate to media scrutiny, like Media Buzz, and there's one on CNN that you don't watch, but is also the same thing where they
reliable sources,
right? Where they take the media to task and they look at that. So you're doing that to a certain extent. But the other thing is you have a healthy skepticism about what you read. Now it didn't occur to you until I said it that what Fox was reporting about Hunter may not be true. Of course, it may be true too. I mean, it could be 100%, you know, media bias that they're protecting him and that he's facilitating a company. Is that illegal for the son of a president to help a foreign country make a purchase in the U.S.?
Don't you remember when he was running for office, Joe Biden said that no one in his family would make a profit off of a foreign government or be involved with a foreign government? You don't remember that promise?
I remember something to that effect, sure. But, you know, Hunter has his own operation, so whatever that is. But, you know, whoever it is enjoying the influence of the presidency. There's no argument about that, but I don't see how Hunter... I mean, you know, unfortunately, over the years, the siblings and spouses and offspring of presidents have been able to benefit from the fact that their relative father or whoever it was president. I mean, that we know that to be true for the Trump administration, the Obama administration, and the Carter administration, and the Clinton administration, and the Bush administration, and the Eisenhower administration, and the Roosevelt administration.
Would you believe the New York Times?
I do not believe the New York Times.
Yes, I do. Hunter Biden's firm helped secure cobalt for the Chinese.
Okay, and the illegality is explained what the law broken
is. No one says it's illegal. It's when the president promised that no one in his family would make money or representing a foreign government.
Oh, well, that's wrong. If the president, if he said it that specifically and Hunter's making a profit on that, that's obviously, it's obviously President Biden lying.
It says here, an investment firm where Hunter Biden, the president's son, is a founding board member, helped facilitate a Chinese company's purchase from an American company of one of the world's richest cobalt mines located in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Biden and two other Americans joined Chinese partners in establishing the firm in 2013, known as BHR and formerly named Bohai Harvest RST Shanghai Equity Investment and Fund Management Company. The three Americans, all of whom served on the board, controlled 30% of the company, a private equity firm registered in Shanghai that makes investments and then flips them for a profit.
Okay. Well, your first complaint was that nobody else was reporting on it, but then you found out somebody else was reporting on it.
No, I said that the Fox showed the evening news and the television networks reporting on it.
Oh, the TV show. Well,
right.
That's 6 p.m.
None. Didn't say
Does anybody watch the evening news anymore?
Not really.
Not I.
Not much.
All right. Anyway, so we'll take up public opinions on this from our good listeners during the 9 a.m. hour. Joe has uncovered that there's media bias, so we can talk about that on our show since we do talk about that 301 days a year, so we can do it again. 1-800-7...
Even a vision-impaired pig gets an acorn once in a while, right?
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to comment. All right, 1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners, very fast on the text, says that not visually impaired, it's cataracts from age. All right, there you go. All right, that is a fast, oh, it was probably done voice. There's a couple misspellings there. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Write that down. You are going to need that during the 9 a.m. hour. We're going to wrap up the retirement shortened week of Joe McGranahan and holiday shortened week with open phones during the 9 o'clock hour. We got 1, 2, 3 messages to read. None on the text. So fill up the texts at 70236 with the keyword OTM. Fill up the telephone line during the 9 a.m. hour with 1-800-795-9565. I invite you to do what I have done, and that is talk about for 90 seconds on the radio the Sunbury Motor Company. SunburyMotors.com. What do they do? Well, they sell Hyundai, Kia, and Ford vehicles. They're a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and motorcycles and anything with an engine and some things that don't even have an engine. They would just love to super serve you at the Sunbury Motor Company. Start out your next vehicle search at SunburyMotors.com. Check out online specials. Build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. If you're going to keep your vehicle for now, check out the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can avail yourself of some of the pre-owned vehicles that are literally in perfect condition there. I knew of a black Ranger that was for sale there that has since been sold, had 30,000 miles on it, was in impeccable condition, serviced often, and now that's gone. All right, so that was my old truck. Next week, we'll be driving a different truck, so we'll be talking more about an F-350 dump truck with all-wheel drive and a sunroof.
And Joe Biden, in an interview with People Magazine, promised that his family members would not be involved in government affairs or foreign policy.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe is here. Ultra, ultra, ultra conservative. His Fox funnels it in. He's ready to go. He doesn't listen to anything anyone else says. He's ultra conservative. And I'm a mushy person portraying a liberal on the radio and not doing a spectacular job of it. One of our listeners says,
I wouldn't say that. I'd say you're a spectacular failure.
Thank you.
Only kidding.
I'm doing something well.
Only kidding.
Even if it isn't successful. All right, we got our first call of the hour coming in, but we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners says, what happened to Than and Chris? Chris called in Friday, so we were glad to hear from him. And Than is taking a break from calling in. I know he's listening. Every once in a while, he sends me a text and says Joe's wrong, so I try to repeat that when I get those. Those folks are out there. But we do need more liberals. There's no argument about that. We're kind of outnumbered here by blind conservatives, so we got to get some more the Geordies of the world out there and the Chris's and the Toms. And so I take off Monday and Tuesday for deer camp, and Steve Kushiloff will be in here, and he's a genuine Democrat, so he will be representing the liberal view on the show and exceedingly well. He's boning up on the topics even as we speak. All right, 1-800-795-9565 on the mark sponsor by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Toll-free line open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. I got to do news headlines, but I don't want our caller to wait forever, so we're going to do a caller right before the headlines. Go ahead, William from Sunbury. You are on the mark.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks a lot for getting me in before the headlines. So you had a point earlier about Joe and not taking questions. And, you know, no matter how he took questions, whether he did not, you said it was better than Trump. Do you really believe this? This is true?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Joe Biden on his worst day is better than President Trump in 100 ways.
Yeah, even though admitting, and I'm no Trumpster, I agree, you know, I was happy to see him leave office, but you still would say, you know, an incompetent Joe Biden is better than Trump on his worst day?
I don't think he's incompetent. I think he's certainly declined over the past year and a half. He's not as sharp as he once was. Just look at pictures of him lately and pictures of him during the campaign. I mean, early in the campaign and in the debate with President Trump, he did exceedingly well, I thought, you know, considering. But since then, he's gone downhill. But, you know, I don't know if there's any comparable presidents, but it isn't illegal to be an aged president that doesn't have, that's not quite as sharp as you once were. I mean, it doesn't mean that it's not ideal, but he doesn't have to resign or step down or he can't be charged as a result. You know, that's just, it's certainly, you know, for you and I, we look at it and we think, well, that's not ideal. I think he should step down, but I don't think he's going to.
You do believe he should step down?
Well, I think so, because I think Kamala Harris would do a good job. And,
we have a call coming in.
All right, and she's plenty sharp. But there's nothing wrong with having Biden in there in a diminished capacity. It doesn't seem to be hurting anything other than the media.
I would disagree. I heard Mark say we have a call, or Joe say we have a call coming in, so if you got to wrap it up.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. We haven't answered it yet.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm kind of along the beliefs that I agree with you. He doesn't need to step down. It's not against the law, but I think it makes us look weak. I think right now is an important time, especially with China. The reports coming out of China as of late are not good, and I think we need someone with that. You know, for maybe a lack of better terms, a show of power.
I think that's a fair observation. Yeah, that is, you know, if you have a president that's not as sharp as he used to be or is not as sharp as he could be, what are the real consequences? I think those could be validly part of that discussion. I can't argue that.
The thing that bothers...
Well, thanks for taking my call, guys. Sorry I rambled on a little bit.
Well, that's right, William. The thing that bothers me, William, is... Oh, okay, I was going to talk to him.
Well, he's still alive. You can talk to him.
Okay. I think the thing that bothers me is this reluctance to stand there and face the media and take the questions. And if he can't stand there and answer questions intelligently about what his administration is doing, I'm sorry, we're in trouble. The President of the United States has to be able to present himself to the media, to the American public.
Doesn't. Well, to the public, yeah. He can read off the prompter,
But that's not exactly the same as taking tough questions.
I think they pump him up with vitamin B or something that makes you sharp.
And I think Donald Trump, I mean, that Tom is right. There are times Donald Trump screwed up, you know, where he said the wrong thing quite often, as a matter of fact.
I'm having a cup of cafe even as we speak.
But he was out there. He would take the questions. He would always meet with the reporters. Your cafefe or kafufu or whatever it is.
Yummy cafefe.
Okay. Hey, we have a caller.
Well, I got to do the headlines. Just take a moment. Stand by, Van. Let's see. State troopers are out with word that a car chase started somewhere at some time but ended in Sunbury with one unknown person in custody. In a news release issued Tuesday night, state police say they saw a stolen vehicle somewhere, gave chase, and the vehicle crashed into a pole in Sunbury. They don't know where the pursuit began. Sunbury police aren't saying anything about it. County Communications knew nothing about it, and they don't say who was taken into custody. State police at Milton did release details on two crashes that happened Monday. First was the tractor-trailer wreck on I-80 eastbound at mile marker 222. Two out-of-state truckers tangled there. No injuries, but the road was closed for a time. Then there was an injury accident at 10:50 a.m. on Route 54 in Valley Township, Montour County. 83-year-old Robert Booker of Lewisburg in critical condition at Geisinger after that crash. Blackout Wednesday is here. It can lead to dangers on the road. Kim Smith, safety press officer at PennDOT District 3-0.
They call it Blackout Wednesday. Of all the days of the year, it is the day that we see the highest amount of impaired driving crashes. It's been attributed to a lot of people coming home to where they grew up, meeting with their friends at the bar. Everybody's off for Thanksgiving, so they're out late, they're having some drinks with their friends, and we see an increase in crashes.
Roving DUI patrols and sobriety checkpoints will be conducted today through Sunday night. According to the Regional Highway Safety Network, they list a number of roads they'll target in our valley. And speaking of delays, motorists in West Milton advised a rail crossing repair will take place today. It's on Route 642 Broad Street in West Milton, Union County, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lane restrictions will take place while work is being performed there. Motorists should expect delays there. And let's see. Joe will appreciate this. Apparently, typewriters are cool again. One business owner in Massachusetts thinks so anyway. Tom Furrier has owned a typewriter store since the beginning of the 1980s, and he says business is a booming. He says it went downhill when computers came on the scene in much, but during the pandemic, more people were begging him for typewriters that work because they like the simplicity. He says, of course, there are supply chain issues now, and you have trouble getting typewriter ribbons. Remember those? You get ink all over your hand?
Yes. Well, they made cartridges toward the end with the IBMs.
Oh, well, these are manual typewriters, not electric typewriters. Come on,
well,
Jill.
Well, we need real
typewriters. These are real Remington typewriters. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Van, you have been waiting patiently. We appreciate that. Go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Good morning. I would claim that Biden can't even read off a teleprompter. Be one of my claims, but what I called in about was the media bias. I'm just going to mention some names here and see if it clicks in your memory. Jussie Smollett,
yeah.
Nick Sandman, and the latest Kyle Rittenhouse. And how about Bubba Wallace in the garage here down in Talladega? Remember those stories?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not only media bias, it's media lies. They set up stories to follow their narrative to stir up turmoil in this country, and they promote racism, and yet they claim that the opposing, the conservatives, the Christians in this country are the racist, white supremacist, just like they labeled Kyle Rittenhouse. The media, and I hope they get sued, just like, remember Nick Sandman? Remember that guy? Does that ring a bell?
Yes, indeed it does. Yep.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Well, and the media rarely does blatant apologies. Washington Post recently issued corrections as it relates to the Steele dossier, but not an apology, for helping to send the nation into a tizzy. And the media just does corrections when they admit it. But I don't think a lot of times they admit it. If you said to the New York Times or Washington Post or ABC, you're convicting Rittenhouse before he's even had his trial, I don't think that they would believe it. I don't think they would. They might not care, first of all, but I don't think they would say, oh, my gosh, you're right. Van, you're 100% right. This story makes it sound like he's guilty. I don't think they see it. Just like Fox doesn't see themselves as biased or issuing false statements, and OAS and News and Newsmax.
Think MSNBC thinks it's biased?
I wouldn't think so. Well, maybe they do because they're so far right. It might be obvious.
No, far left.
Thank you.
I don't think they're ignorant of what they're doing. I think it's a plan. I think they put things out there for a purpose. Just like the deal with Jussie Smollett and how that was pushed. It was all an attack. Hey, remember MAGA country and these people, what they supposedly said to him? And the guy was found out to be a liar.
Whatever happened to him, Van? I don't. Did he ever face charges?
I think there's some charges pending against him. I think I remember back, I think it was October, there he was had a supposed to have a court appearance, I think. I'd have to check. I'm not sure. But there should be accountability. And the sad thing is with the media, they can report stuff and there's never any accountability except for, these personal lawsuits like that the Sandman that from down in Kentucky brought against CNN. I know he got a pretty good, multi-million dollar defamation suit against him and I guess they had an out of court settlement, I guess. I don't know for sure what happened. But I know he got a pile of money. He's a rich young man because of what they wanted to try to portray him as. And if it wouldn't have been for the video footage, who knows what would have came of that? And definitely with Kyle Rittenhouse, if it wouldn't have been for the video that was there, what do you think would have happened to that guy? Honestly, what do you think would have happened to him?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, we would never have the truth like we do today.
Oh, and
the guy that pointed a gun at Rittenhouse would have never admitted to that, doing that prior to getting shot, because he could have lied and people would have believed it. Because the news media had painted Rittenhouse as some kind of right wing extremist, which he's not. I don't know if you got to watch his interview with Tucker Carlson the other day he was on there and actually got to speak for himself. And to me, he's a very well spoken young man, and maybe it wasn't the wisest thing for him to be there, but I think he had his heart was in the right place to go and help
help his father, right? His father, yeah.
I looked up some information here. The former Empire actor Jussie Smollett is headed to trial this month after a Cook County judge shot down his final attempt to have the criminal case against him tossed, setting the stage for Jussie to face a jury of his peers over the 2019 incident. Smollett's attorney tried convincing the court that his client's rights were being violated, seeing how the guy had already forfeited his $10,000 bond and done community service, which served as the terms he struck with Cook County prosecutors to have the charges dismissed. But the judge didn't take it.
You know, here's another thought, too. You know, you have Donald Trump, who is accused by the left of inciting all this, the so-called, you know, insurrection there on the 6th of January. And yet you have news media outlets, which to me it's obvious that when they report stuff, no reporter is going to report stuff unless they have information, or they shouldn't. They're not a good reporter. They shouldn't even have their job. But they're putting stuff out there that is inciting violence. And this whole thing, and I don't know all that's going on. I don't follow the news as close as you guys do, but I'm sure there's things going on, you know, as in a response to this Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. And why is that taking place? It's only taking place because of what the news media put out there. If they would have just let it alone and let, you know, the judicial system work like it's designed to work in this country, we wouldn't have had the mess that followed after that, or that's following after that.
Okay, good point.
All right, we got you, Van.
Thanks,
thank you,
Van.
So much.
Appreciate the call.
1-800-795-9565. Media bias in President Biden's cognitive decline are topics. What's your view? We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, 1-800-799
Move. Told me to read one.
There.
Okay.
Don't touch the mouse.
Welcome back to On the Mark. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. We have two lines taken, two open. Doug says, it must suck to be Tom or a lefty liberal like him. Even though you supposedly got your guy in office now, you're still miserable. And you can't get Trump out of your head, just like the media can't go a day without talking about Trump. If Biden and his progressive administration is so great and doing so well, why are you still so worried about Trump running again? Could it be that you know Biden is incompetent and Harris, the vice president, is totally unlikable? Or is it that you know Trump was and will continue to expose the fraud and corruption happening in our government today?
President Trump going to be our next president.
Signed, Doug.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. Eric standing by. Hello, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. Blessed Thanksgiving to all our listeners out there celebrating our freedoms that we have, but don't take them for granted. I'm going to be head off to hunting camp for a couple weeks, so you guys won't be hearing me. It's not that people might think I'm trying to duck any issues or anything, but I think our president's trying to do the best he can, trying to address some issues. I'm not sure. I just came from PT. Do you guys talk about the release of the 50 million barrels of gasoline? Do you guys talk about that at all?
That we're talking about the oil. It's not gasoline he's releasing, is it?
Okay,
it's oil.
It's crude oil.
Okay.
Crude oil.
And we did talk about that. We did talk about it.
Yeah, yesterday.
And that supposedly it's a drop in the bucket. It might make a few cents difference, but that's it.
But you know, you criticize the president when he doesn't do anything, and now he tries something, and then we're belittling it.
We talked about that,
and we're energy independent when Donald Trump was in office, and Joe Biden stopped that on day one with his executive orders.
We were energy independent. We were no longer importing any oil. The super tankers weren't running. We weren't getting any oil from OPEC. Is that what you're saying?
We were exporting.
All right, we were exporters overall, but that was during a COVID
anything.
Year.
They were exporting it because they were getting a better price. But anyway, that's the reason.
But anyway, yeah, we did talk about that yesterday, and I did mention that President Biden's team is terrible about touting the minor successes that he has done or the things that can help solve issues. Like, for example, he didn't talk at all about the fact that he allowed more oil leases in the Gulf of Mexico, and did claim that he has no choice when he did, but he chose, of course, as the public sentiment seems to be that he did allow some more drilling because he says we're not ready for alternative fuels yet, so we got to have some more petroleum on the way. What else? He's had several minor successes along the way, but of course you never hear about them because the liberal media won't talk about them endlessly.
Rittenhouse, that's the name of the acquitted shooter. That's his name, right? Rittenhouse, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
He's an acquitted shooter. You could say he's actually not guilty, or you could say he's acquitted. Either way.
I said he acquitted. I mean, two people are dead. One person's not going to be the same. He shot him. But you know, his hero is Donald Trump, and now he gets down to go out and have a nice photo op with the former president down at Mar-a-Lago. What do you think about that?
I haven't seen that photo.
Well, that's his prerogative. They're private citizens.
You win the Super Bowl, you get to go to Disneyland. They take photo ops there, too.
What do you think about that?
Okay, so, Joe, so you're equating shooting three innocent people with winning the Super Bowl.
Whoa. Innocent is not the operable word.
You said it, my friend.
Innocent.
You're the one who made
innocent. No, you said he shot three innocent people. They were not innocent people. They were attacking him. That's what the jury found, unless you want to dispute the jury's verdict. There was physical evidence. There was photographic evidence.
Anything, and they just attacked him.
Yes. That's exactly what happened.
He wasn't brandishing a weapon. Isn't it interesting when you look at that? Why was he wearing gloves when carrying that rifle? Doesn't that make it harder to shoot?
No, it's a guy thing. Guys like to wear gloves.
Fingerprints on. Is that it?
It's a guy thing.
Well, they were white gloves. He was just dressed up for afternoon tea.
Not white gloves.
He was having tea with
the
ladies.
We're agreeing to disagree. My point is, I'm celebrating today. We have our freedoms. We have the ability to come on this show. We have a free being to use the word suck, which I don't agree with. When someone doesn't agree with our point of view, I can use the word crazy, and we talk about how I don't agree with other people's point of view. But we have that right, and that's, to me, it's a celebration of America. A lot of things for us as Americans to be thankful for today.
All right.
Well, then
thank
be sure you,
sir.
Don't read the editorials in the Wall Street Journal, which are the subject. The Wall Street Journal, every Thanksgiving, runs two editorials about the pilgrims. And the woke community has decided this year that these editorials are bad because of the language. They were written years ago, and they, as a matter of tradition, continue to reprint them. And they're trying to get them stopped now. They want to cancel the Wall Street Journal.
Right. They should stop them.
Why? Have you read them?
Yes. It relates to the misuse of the Native Americans. All right. One of our listeners, upper right-hand corner, Joe.
Says you should stop entertaining misinformed, dangerous right-wing kooks.
Okay. All right. Very true. Thank you for that. Speak of the devil. Dale's on the mark. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you could project life any way you want it. You want to project life being, you know, divisional and dividing people. That's up to you. But that's the devil's deeds there. if you're in media and you're promoting division at any way, I believe you are the devil or part of the devil. Because why would you do that? They're the biggest militia we have in the United States history. They don't be held accountable for nothing. So I just want to say, how can you listen to that stuff all day?
Who's not accountable for anything?
Okay.
Who?
The media.
The media, okay.
The strong arm for the Bar Association.
Now we've cut to the crux of the matter. The strong arm for the Bar Association. You found us out.
Why don't you take the president and politics out of everything and just put one foot back and just look at this show. Stop getting inside the show.
Well, if we take politics out of everything, Dale, all we're going to have is race.
The devil's word. The media is the devil's worst.
All right.
Nothing to do with your brothers, sisters, or neighbors.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, sir.
I said at the start of the program, Dale, that I thought Mark was satanic.
Treat yourself right and stop listening to that stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I said at the start of the program I thought Mark might be satanic.
Hope he hung up on us.
Oh, he hung up on us. Okay, well.
Well, he got the Bar Association in, so he got the key points
going. Well, you know, it's always nice to have some opinions from left field, too.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Let's see.
One of our texters or emailers says, I don't have the words to describe my disdain and disgust for the news media. They will be the single biggest factor in the fall of this country.
All right, another one. Go ahead.
WKOK has turned into a Trumpist propaganda outlet. Wow.
All right.
That's from the same ill-informed person who said that was a problem having conservatives on the air here.
And as one CNN reporter said, I believe John King said this, Hunter Biden is the very definition of a Washington, D.C. swamp creature. All right,
well, that's possible.
We'll take that.
And then when Psaki was asked about whether Joe Biden will apologize to Kyle Rittenhouse for defamatory remarks about him, guess where she went? Trump.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. 1-800-795-9565. Talking about media bias. I'm trying desperately to portray a liberal on the show and doing an unsatisfactory job. So give me some help. 1-800-795-9565. We do have an email. One more email, Joe, right there, and then we'll take the break.
Well, and we have a text, too. Jussie knew Trump was a racist president. That's why he did what he did to get him out. He needs to pay for it. We're better now with President Biden. Who needs to pay for what?
Who's Jussie? Jussie Smollett?
Jussie. Isn't it Jussie? Jussie?
Smollett.
J-U-S-S-I-E.
Anyway.
Anyway, I'm not certain who should pay for what they did from this. So, you know, maybe you want to elaborate on that.
In 150 characters
In 150
or less.
Characters or less, right. Yes, Mark, I too don't like the president's mandate on COVID vaccines for all. However, if I recall, COVID had dropped off quite a bit until the president let all these illegals over the border and didn't mandate testing and vaccines for them. There is no rhyme or reason that he overlooked or deliberately put us in harm's way by doing this. The man just doesn't know what he's doing and is led by a bunch of leftists who have nothing better in mind than wiping half of us out through sickness. The open border policy is one thing, but if we must follow mandates, they surely should too. The unvaccinated illegals are doing nothing except spreading the illness all over the country, which is evident by the fact that he is spreading them all over the country. What a shame.
All right. We got you. Thank you so much. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'll take a quickie break. We will get right back.
Yes, this is awesome.
Here I am, chit-chatting with Kevin. I'm thinking, oh, that's nice music Rob's playing. What are we supposed to do when that's over?
Well, we're supposed to do the show again.
All right. Kevin came in and said that I'm wrong in all of my liberal viewpoints, as bad as they are. So
well,
I appreciate that.
He certainly
that.
Is the definitive answer in that regard.
Thank you. One of our listeners says...
I'm wondering what the On the Mark listeners think about a local school official retweeting a Hitler quote from Mein Kampf.
This is Kyle Gordon, who's a school official in Danville. Oh, I can't get that to come. I'll have to open it again.
Okay, and
there
the
you
quote,
go. Oh,
well,
you
can't
read
quote.
That. There you go.
The best way to take control over a people and
right.
completely...
I hate to do this, but there
oh,
it is.
Oh, there we go. And utterly is to take a little of their freedom at a time to erode rights by 1,000 tiny and almost imperceptible reductions. In this way, the people will not see those rights and freedoms being removed until past the point at which these changes cannot be reversed. Signed, Adolf Hitler from Mein Kampf. You know, what are we going to do now? Cancel Adolf Hitler because... everything he ever wrote, everything he ever said, Bandy's book, we learn from the past. And I think
well, but you shouldn't.
He's making a quote.
Mein Kampf. Well, he retweeted it. He didn't come up with the tweet.
No, he didn't come up with it. But isn't
it's
that a valid? Isn't that a valid point?
No, unacceptable under any circumstances.
The best way to take control of people is to take away their rights and freedoms a little bit at a time.
Well, I'm.
You don't think that's a legit? If someone called in here and said that on the air, would you cut them off?
Well, no, but I think he didn't say it on his own. He looked it up in Mein Kampf, and well, he retweeted somebody else who looked it up in Mein Kampf and said it out. That's unacceptable.
Really?
I think.
Well, what about...
I don't think you should quote Hitler. You should let him go. He's a Nazi killer.
So, in other words, he's a Nazi killer.
Well,
he
was.
Killing Nazis.
No, he is a Nazi, comma, a killer. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Call us now. Do you think, is it okay?
And let's rip up those editorials tomorrow in the Wall Street Journal. We don't want to see those either.
Right, they're highly inappropriate. I agree with that. All right, 1-800...
And as Kevin pointed out, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is certainly not... That special is certainly
right.
not permissible today.
I give up. Bob, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. What I was talking with that text about Jesse Smollett was that Trump hated everyone if you weren't a white person. So he was against anybody that was colored or
Brother, where do you get
so
that?
Why,
where do you get
that's
that?
That's why Jesse Smollett pulled out the stunt he did to get Trump out of office, which was a good move.
What?
But what I went by saying what he needs to pay for is if he did something wrong against the law, lying to police, he needs to pay for his actions.
All right.
So this was all a plot to get rid of Donald Trump? Wow.
Well, that's a circuitous
route.
I can't imagine how
it?
The Smollett situation had any impact on President Trump.
Do you know Dale by any chance?
I'm sure it did.
Say that again?
I said I'm sure it did.
Okay.
Every little bit helps. Everything you can say bad about a president to get him out of office helps.
Helps, okay.
So, in other words,
everybody likes to say bad things about Joe Biden because they're not happy that we don't have a lawless leader in there anymore.
A lawless what?
A lawless
what?
A lawless president who thought he was king, that thought he could do whatever he wanted to.
You used to call him a lawless liar.
Yeah, he's a lawless liar and a racist, stupid.
There you go.
I forgot.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? You used to send it to us. There you go. All right. We got you, Bob. Thanks for calling
in. Stupid, whatever.
Right. Thanks, okay. Bob.
Hey, enjoy your holiday. Don't drink and drive. Thank you.
Thanks,
Bob.
Sound advice. You enjoy
right,
yours,
thank
too.
You. Stan, you're on the mark.
Bob makes me laugh every time he calls. So Trump was a lawless president who's destroying the Constitution. I'm sorry, that's not what I called about, but well, sort of. But Biden not obeying court orders is just perfectly fine.
Oh, that's not ideal either. He's going to have to pay the piper.
Yeah, well, Bob seems to think it's fine because Biden's in office. So, you know, he's cool with that. You know, but Trump, he was a lawless president. Although when the court brought down orders that Trump was supposed to obey, whether he liked it or not, he still obeyed them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Bob might need to look into what is a lawless president, and he's got one in office right now. But you were talking about the guy, Mein Kampf, the guy from Danville. Was he a school director up there? Honestly, I don't know.
I don't know. Our story just indicated that he was running for school board, and that was a while ago, so I don't know if he is on the board or not. I don't have that.
All right. Now, I've never read Mein Kampf, but if that is a quote from Hitler, it's pretty, it's showing a lot that what's going on right now, they slowly take the freedom from the American citizen until you don't realize it's gone. And wasn't it Khrushchev in the 50s or 60s that said that, you know, communism wouldn't be taken, you know, America wouldn't be taken by force, but he erode it by communism from the internal, from inside, something to that effect.
He also said, we will bury you. That was Khrushchev.
Well, wasn't that at the UN or something like that when he's pounding his shoe on the podium?
Yep, that sounds right. No, that sounds right.
So yeah, these people are telling us what they want to do, but we don't want to believe them. All right, and you know the left has been slowly eroding freedoms, and some people on the right, I'll admit to that, over the years, and it's just getting worse and worse. But I think they're working on hyperdrive right now.
I don't remember. I don't know whether it's still there today. But when I was a kid growing up, I was lived in Harrisburg, and I was a member of both the Harrisburg Public Library and the State Library, and both of them had Mein Kampf in the stacks. And I didn't get all the way through it, but I did read part of it. There were parts of it I was interested in for something we were doing in school. You know, and I don't see anything wrong with quoting Adolf Hitler if the quote is relevant to something that's going on today and not used to glorify him or the Nazi regime. You know, the fact that the man said things that are chillingly a reflection of how he ruled and how he'd managed to bring the whole world into a conflagration that's almost, well, it is without parallel. I mean, if we don't learn from this guy, we're doomed to repeat him.
And Adolf Hitler was a good socialist. I mean, he was a socialist.
Well, it was a democratic.
You know, the people like AOC and that ilk there are socialists, so they're following his footsteps.
Don't call people
whether
an
they
ilk.
Go the whether they go the exact same route, they are following in his footsteps.
He's ilky like them.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's just they're laying it out there. They want to control what people do. That simple.
All right, thank you, Stan.
Certainly the Nazis controlled what people did in Germany to an extent that's almost unparalleled in history.
For what, Stan, are you grateful as we head into Thanksgiving?
Am I what for? Thankful for?
Yep.
He's grateful he's not a liberal.
Well, that too, and grateful that I'm living in a country that can be free again as long as we do our jobs.
Keep fighting.
And, I'm still above ground. That too.
Right.
Amen.
As my wife always says, any day on this side of the dirt's a good day.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much, Stan. Thanks. Have a great week.
Thanks.
We'll see you next week. All right. Dick is next from Milton, Pennsylvania. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
I'm not going to belabor this much longer at all, but, you know, thinking back to when they wrote the Constitution, you know, if they thought people were going to be living as long as they do now, they might have put an age limit on the upper end and just not the 35 for the minimum end. Because Joe and I are the same age. Biden's about a little bit the same age, and Trump's about a year or two younger. I went through this with you before, Joe. I just think there should be an upper age limit. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it. A lot of people, not just you, not just me, not just Biden, not just Trump, are not as sharp as they were when they were 35, 40, 50, 60 years old. I'm sorry. That's just a fact of aging in life.
Yeah, but being sharp isn't one of the requirements to be president. Getting elected is it doesn't require you to be sharp to be president. You just have to get elected.
That's not my point. My point is, I just think that if people lived as long in when they wrote the Constitution as they are today, these guys might have had second thoughts about not putting an upper age limit on it.
But just
people didn't live to be 75, 80, 90 years old, that many people back then.
Well, just think about this for a second, Dick. If as you and I have aged from 35, yes, we were pretty sharp at 35 with all we knew, but look at all we've learned in the years since then. And you could compare our minds to buckets filled with water, the water being knowledge. And as you walk along, some of it slops out.
It means you can forget a lot more.
Well, so you walk along, some of it slops out of the bucket, you know, and you forget a thing or two.
But your bucket's still pretty
full. Yeah, but I don't want a president just having slopping along as he's aging, and that's how he's run the country.
We'll do that analogy later. Hold on to that.
I guess my only point is, Joe, we went through this once before, and I can't be the only person in North America that thinks that people are going to be too old to be president.
We went through this once before with whom?
Me. I called in a month, maybe last year or so, and told Joe maybe when Biden was being elected and maybe went right during the last presidential election. I thought Trump was too old. I thought Biden was too old when they were running again. Mm-hmm. I think all these people, and I said this before, because I wouldn't want me as a president. I wouldn't want Joe as our president either. That's just the way I feel about it. That's one reason, I guess, and we fought about Republicans being conservatives, liberals, and that's why I'm an independent. You said you can't vote in primaries, and I understand that, but, you know, probably the majority of the states don't do that. In the majority of the states, you can vote as an independent in primaries.
All right, we got you. Thank
Open
you
primaries,
so much.
Yes, indeed, you can.
Okay. Thank you, Dick. Thanks for calling
in. So I guess
in.
Maybe that's just Pennsylvania being behind whatever everybody else is doing.
Well, not everybody's doing it, but I think it's a great idea. I
said there's a lot. I went through the list. There's a lot. Some of them have little caveats here, little caveats there. But a lot of states, there's very few that restrict independence from voting in primaries, and Pennsylvania being one of them. This is where I happen to live. I'm not going to move just to vote in a primary.
I don't blame you. That would be expensive.
Goodbye.
Thanks,
Dick. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You
Goodbye.
Too, sir. Bye.
Thank you. All right. Upper right-hand corner, Joe.
Says, since Doug writes into OTM Daily, I no longer need to watch Comedy Central. That signed his nemesis, Tom.
Nemesis. That's funny. All right. And then somebody's a little paranoid here.
Till Democrats and Republicans face the three truths about COVID-19. One, it came from China. Two, Chinese communists let it spread out of their borders. Three, Chinese communists have put up roadblocks onto the COVID-19 source. They said raid blocks. I'm not certain if they meant raid or
Probably
road. I think
blocks.
They meant road. The best science is statistics. It supports vaccines, save lives. Shutdowns and masks do not help much and may not impact on the virus spread.
Well, the trouble is, shutdowns and masks were all you had for a while. Now you have vaccines, of course, so we got a little...
We all talked about how great it would be when we had the vaccines. vaccines and we could get back to life as normal.
And guess what?
That didn't work.
I don't want the vaccine.
Well,
you're sapping the blood out of my life with the vaccine.
Actually, I like I told you, I got my booster shot. I've had all three. I haven't grown a third eye or, you know, still only have two ears. It hasn't hurt me in any way that I can identify, except that I was a little cold the day after and tired. But
okay. One of our listeners sends pictures of card-carrying KKK members. President Biden is there. President Obama.
Well, now, you explain the context. He's showing a picture of President Biden when he attended the funeral for Senator Robert Byrd and President Obama eulogizing Senator Byrd.
Hmm. Did Senator Byrd ever recant his KKK membership?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Okay. So we as is always the case on this show.
But what does that mean today? Because in today's cancel culture, we would just, you know, do to him what we did to Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and Robert E. Lee. Take their names off of buildings.
You are always your worst mistake the rest of your life.
Apparently so.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We're going to wrap up the week shortly. Tomorrow we'll have a CBS special on the show about being grateful and Thanksgiving. Friday we will have Best of On the Mark. It's me making some cogent liberal points throughout the week. And then
that certainly would qualify for a best of, because that seldom happens.
It's only about 3 minutes, but I'll tell you what, I hit something earlier.
What are you just going to do, repeat the same 3 minutes for an hour and a half, right?
Yep. And what we'll do is we'll use excerpts of our good interviews with Professor Steinhorn and the good man from the Enterprise Institute, and Alf Sievers was here, and Senator Gordner.
Matt Russo.
Yeah, thank you. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We got callers coming in. We're going to get gone, and we'll be back to wrap up the week.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Well, we have the quintessential, we have the absolute ultimate email.
The funniest thing we've ever heard.
This is from Doug, shooting back at Tom. He says, I'm guessing Comedy Central is where Tom gets his news.
Joe and I laughed out loud when
we read that.
That's
Doug 100, Tom nothing. Okay. And Mike Bolick says, I do not want Democrats voting for my Republican candidates. Well, there's a good point, too. But I think independents, I wouldn't see why an independent couldn't be, you know, vote in either the Republican or the Democratic primary.
But the political parties are a club. You pick who you wish to represent you at the club finals in the fall.
So the independents have made the decision that they do not wish to have any belong to any club.
But on the other hand, if you're independent, you don't get to pick leaders at all the fall. So I see the unfairness there. 1-800-795-9565. This is new. It says, to Stan, President Trump's family was in the KKK. President Trump lied about not making money in office. He did, says one of our listeners. Lance, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in. Lance. Oh, I didn't hit the button.
Right.
There you go.
Anyway, as we think of Sir Adolf, why, he had a tremendous amount in common with the socialists of today. I mean, socialism is socialism, and that's what he was preaching. One of the things here, I'm, for the second time, reading a book called He Was My Chief. It's the memoirs of Christa Schroeder, who was his executive secretary. He would have liked to have banned meat. Very much. He loved animals and he hated people. And that is sort of what socialists are now. They really are. They'll go to the mat for pigeons, but save those little guys in the womb. Forget it. And that's a lot like he was. So if we can point out the things that are similar, can we then learn from that? I mean, it's like that.
And he also had a tremendous issue with flatulence.
Did he ever?
He had an issue with it. In other words, he suffered from it.
He suffered from it.
Okay.
Actually, people around him suffered from it.
Yeah. That was about halfway through. It was just a passing thing.
Thanks to Dr. Morell.
A passing thing. That's funny.
Bad pun. Yeah, I got it.
All right. Also now, as we think here at the Thanksgiving holiday and about the cautions when it comes to alcohol, well, you know, we just learned that 100,000 people died from overdoses of all those illegal drugs. Well, we hit that about 2 years ago with the alcohol, 100,000 people dying. And that had doubled in the last 20 years, but folks just seem to raise their glasses anyway. So it's kind of an interesting thing is we look at persons under 21, more kids, we're talking under 21 now, die from alcohol than all the illegal drugs put together. And we have all the stats here from Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So it's a real caution out there. This stuff is a poison, and I just wish that folks, as they sit there like I did, feeling as though I had drunk a quart of prune juice and then paid somebody to work me over with a rubber hose.
All right, we got to go. We'll exit at the prune juice rubber hose metaphor. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's one I'll carry with me the rest of the day.
All right. Bob, you're on the mark. Go right ahead.
From Williamsport.
Good morning. For once, I have to agree with Tom.
What?
Yes. I believe Biden hasn't lost any facilities at all.
He never had them.
He continues to be able to hoodwink low, intelligent liberals into providing him a living like he has for the last 50 years.
That's an interesting way of phrasing it. You mean the electorate, I gather.
Well,
I don't know if they were all electorates. I doubt that. I think probably...
Not literate. Probably, electorate.
Probably only 60% of the votes he got credit for were actually from electorates. So that's another story.
How many were from the dead, do you think?
Oh, probably 20%.
Okay. 20. Wow, that's a high number.
Well, he's always been quite popular with the recently departed.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know how it is that when people leave this earth, they automatically become Democrats, but that's another story.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
At least we're ending on a high note. All right, Bob, what else?
I would say Eric demonstrates exactly the liberal mindset when he praises the peaceful demonstrators that set fires to buildings, rob stores, kill people, injure cops. That's
try to beat you over the head with a skateboard.
Yeah, that's a peaceful demonstration.
And point a handgun at your head, which one of them did, the one who lived. So.
Well, you know.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
All
have
right,
a nice Thanksgiving.
You, Bob. Thank you, sir.
All of you folks out there, have a nice Thanksgiving. We'll be back on Monday.
Yep, we got a lot to be grateful for around here, including being able to air your grievances on WKOK's live telephone talk show.
It's Festivus.
I'll see you on Wednesday. You'll be back on Monday with Steve Kushela.
I'll be here.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Everybody have a great holiday. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.